Masechtas Ksubas Daf Pei. As Rashi explains, this that we compare eating the Zmaris of the Nechsa Meluk to eating Arla and Shvias and Kalayim for Shnois Chazakah is because this that Rehuda says that if she ate Arla, Shvias and Kalayim and Chazakah is that in the years that these parents are Arla, all you can actually benefit from is the branches. Because the fruit itself is Asa Banah. So to Shvias, the pre is only Hefker. Or if we planted Kalayim and the Zmaris do not become prohibited. Therefore, the Gemara compares it just like eating branches is considered achilo regarding shnei chazaka, so to achilas meris is considered achilo regarding achilo and nechse melug. Now, the Gemara Baba Basa daflam and vobe cheskes abatim says, "Amar Yehuda achla arla ein chazaka." Tanya nami hachi achla arla shvias yiklaim ein chazaka. And the way the Rashbam explains it over there in Baba Basa is that if she ate pears of arla of shvias yiklaim tan chazaka, because the Baal Bais doesn't care if you eat those fruits that are prohibited anyways. According to this curious, it would come out that the Rehuda that says two halachas in Dina Chazaka. Because Rehuda in the Gemara by us says that if Achla, Arla, Shvias, Yiklaim, Hareizu Chazaka, it's talking about Achilas Meris. Rehuda in Baba Basra that says that if you ate Achla, Shvias, Yiklaim, Zana Chazaka, it's talking about Achilas Peris. That was Asa Achila. Now, Tosfos Baba Basra over there actually want to say that there's a mistake in the Gersa, and the Gersa over there, like Rehuda says by us, that Achla, Arla, Shvias, Yiklaim, Hareizu Chazaka, we're talking about Achilas Meris, like the Gemara says by us. Because it's not mistaken to say Rehuda saying two separate halachas. Number one, that Achilas Meris is considered a Chazaka, and number two, that Achilas Peris be Isra is not a Chazaka, because if that would be the case, the Gemara should have brought this down regarding this that Rehuda says by the Gemara by us, that Achilas Meris is considered a Chazaka. Therefore, it's more mistaken to say, and be Gersa over there, like by the Gemara by us, that Achla, Arla, Shvias, Yiklaim, Hareizu Chazaka, we're talking about Achilas Meris. But the Rambam, in Hilchos Torah Vinit, in Perikud Beis, Halachid Beis, writes that if she ate Achlo, Shvias, I'm sorry, Arlo, Shvias, and Kalayim, even though she was Nehenna Ba'averio, it's a Chazaka. Meaning the Rambam explains that Rehuda is talking about that the fruit itself was consumed, even though the Asa Achilo, still a Chazaka. Frank derived it on the Rambam, he says it's a mistake, because we don't say Achilas Eitzim is considered an Achilo, because it doesn't have a status of fruits. The Magna Mishnah adds that the Raivin means to prove from the Gemara by us, that Rehuda that says that if she ate Arlo Shvias Kalayim and Arezu Chazaka, is talking about Achilas Eitzim, not by Achilas Peres himself. Because the Gemara says that this Rehuda says, that Rehuda did by Chavilas Meres, Nechse Melog, is because the Rehuda Lotamei that said that if she ate Arlo Shvias Kalayim and Chazaka, so we see that Rehuda is talking about Achilas Meres, not by Achilas Peres. The tour in Chashim Mishpikov from Allah brings out two opinions. Initially, he writes that if she ate Be'isr, for example, Achla Arla Shvias Alev Chazaka, Dafka by eating fruits that are prohibited, but if benefited from the Zmaris that the Heter is Chazaka, even though she didn't benefit from the Peris, because there's no other Hana during this time. And then he brings down the Rambam that writes about Achla Arla Shvias Yiklaim, even though it was Achila Be'isr, it's Chazaka. And that's how they got in the Paskin also. He says that the Rosh writes like the first Svaro, and the Shulchan Aruch Sifid Aleph, the Mechaber writes like the Rambam, that Achla Arla Shvias Yiklaim, even though it's Nehenna Ba'averio, it's Chazaka. The Rambam brings down the opinion that argues the whole Dafka by Zmaris where there's no Isser. The Nesiv is over this, you've got his answers Pshat and Rambam. From this that they ask in the Gemara by us, it's clear that Rehuda says it said by Achilas Zmaris, not by Achilas Peres. And he says that this that the Gemara proves that Achilas Zmaris is considered Achilas from this that Rehuda said Achla Arla Shvias Uklaim Hariz Chazaka is because granted Achilas Arla Klaim is talking about Achilas Peres of Isser, but Achilas Shvias we're not talking about Achilas Peres because Peres Shvias are not Osir, they're just Hefker. Achilas Peres, of course, there's no Chazaka. He's not eating his own anyways. Al Karachach, the Achilas Shvias is that he's eating Zmaris, and Zmaris are not Hefker, and it's clear that Achilas Zmaris is considered an Achilas regarding Chazaka, and just like it's an Achilas regarding Chazaka, so it's an Achilas regarding Nechse Melog. But the Prisha over there explains that this is the Rambam writes that if Achla, Arla, Shvias, Yiklaim, even though it's Nehenna Ba'averio, it's Chazaka, that even Shvias is talking about Achilas Isser, and that's when Ya'iver and plant and plow Shemitah, that the parish becomes prohibited by Achila because the love of Lo Seichel Kol Te'evo. The Tumim Mkufim Aleph Sukkot and Zion answers Pshat in the Rambam, and he says that even if from Rabbi Huda we can learn and explain that we're talking about the fruit themselves were consumed, but it's still clear that Achilas Meris is considered Achila regarding Nechse Melog. Because the truth is, it's Sarach B'Yib Das Rambam that explains that we're talking about that the eight parents be'isser. Why would it be considered a Chazaka? Even if we say that Achila be'isser is considered an Achila, but from this time Ma'arer, there's no Achacha on the because he shouldn't have been Meicha, since nothing was being ruined by the fact that they were eating Isser Ano. He himself didn't benefit from it, and he wouldn't have benefited from it anyways. And he says, since the Arla and Kalayim are from the Nisrafim, And Shvi is also from the Misrafim, as the Rambam Paskins. And Psachim Daf Chavzayin is brought down. Call him Misrafim Afra Mutter, and you'll have a benefit from the coals of Arla and Kalayim. So if so, he should have been Meichel even on the Achilas Isser, because Achilas is master the fact that he could have had the Anah, and that he could have benefited from the coals. Therefore, the Gemara's comparison is a very good comparison. That this Arab Huda said that Achilas is Meirus is considered Achilo, from this Arab Huda says that Achla Arla Kalayim is Shvi is Heriz Chazaka, even though over there we're talking about we ate Paris and Azmarius. Because we said this, that the Achilas Paris is no chazako, because he didn't lose anything by the fact that he's machzik the Eichel Paris Visser. And this, that it helps Achilo for Chesed Zil Mashonim, is because we see the Paris Kilo that would. Because after they get burned, all they're going to be is actually coals. Tinder. So therefore, just like Achilas Eitzim is considered Achilo regarding chazako, so to Achilas Maris is considered Achilo regarding Nechse Malog. The Sefer Chosh and Aharon in Simchah Kufim Malach Sifri Dalf, he answers Pshat in the Rambam that explains that Rehuda is talking about the eight prayers of Isser, even though in the Gemara by us it's clear that Rehuda says Achilas Meris is considered Achilah. And he says that Achilas Gimel Shana for Chazaka, there's actually two things that are required. Number one, the person that's Machzik benefits. And number two, the Ma'arer has a loss by this consumption. If you're missing one of these two conditions, it's not the Achilah is not a Chazaka. Therefore, whether if it was Achab Adarach She'enoi that's considered a Hano, for example, was eaten kishu shachas, the Ma'ara could say that therefore he wasn't meicha, since he himself didn't eat derech habaylam, but rather derech gizelo. Therefore, we don't have to be meicha. Whether if he ate a derech, it's not considered a hefsid by the Ma'ara, since he's living in the chutzah, the loikaim la'agro. It's not considered a chazaka, since it's not considered a hefsid by the Ma'ara, so therefore he didn't go ahead and be meicha. Therefore, by ochel peretz olah, of course, that by the oichel it's considered he ate derech hanol. Because even according to those that hold in Reish Lamadal, that someone that sells something that's usher and they ate it, he's not chayav to pay him because it's considered as loyin lahen b'achilosu. That's dafka if somebody doesn't want to eat something that's isser. But somebody that wants to eat the dvar, so it's considered, the achil is considered, I don't know. But rather by the ma'ar, it's not considered that the person damaged him. He didn't lose anything since he wasn't planning on eating these fruits anyways. So therefore, the chayro, it shouldn't have been considered a chazoka since by the ma'ar, it's not considered a hefzid. But it's considered, even by the Ma'arav has, by the fact that they didn't eat the Zmoiris, therefore by the fact that the Machzik went ahead and ate fruits, and the Ma'arav had a Hesed, by the fact that they didn't eat the Zmoiris, that's not considered Achilles Peretz Yisrael for Chazoko. Since there is Hanos HaMachzik inside the Hesed of the Ma'arav inside the Zmoiris. And from that, the Gemara proves that Achilles Zmoiris is considered Achilles. Because if it wouldn't have been considered Achilles, then we shouldn't have considered a hefsid for the ma'ar, so therefore we could explain that the achilas arla and shvias and kalayim, meaning that the eight paris iser, and still at all, it's clear that achilas maris is considered achilo, because achilas paris is not iser that's considered chazaka, only with together with this that the ma'ar is mafsid, the achilas maris, and it's clear that achilas maris would be considered an achilo. The Ramban Baba Basra brings down Hashem Rav Hai Goyin in the Sefer HaMekech that even by achilas iser it's considered chazaka, and l'chayro says the Ramban. It seems that he explains that this Rehuda says Akla Arla Shvias Kalayim, meaning he ate the Paris himself, and still in all helps regarding Chazaka. Frekt Ramban on him from the Gemara by us. That if that's the case, how could you say that Rehuda Lotame that says Chavilas Maris Achilahi? Rehuda is talking about by when he ate the fruit himself, Baveru. Says Ramban, you have to explain your high going. I'll pee this that he wants to say that the Zachilas Isser, that there's a Chazaka, the Zachilas Isser, there's no Chazaka. Because besides the Achilah itself, even Achilas Paris Isser, is considered Achilah to change Chazaka. But still in all, there's a way to revatal chazaka. Because the Ma'ara could say that therefore he wasn't meicha on the achilah since he didn't lose anything by the fact that he ate his, because he didn't eat iser. Therefore, regarding this, it's different to achilas kalayim from achilas arlan shvias, because achilas arlan shvias that b'meishach the whole year, the bialim can eat better, even though the actual achilah itself is considered a achilah b'iser, but the bialim could be ma'ara to say that therefore he wasn't the loimicha since he wouldn't have gained anything by the mecha, because they had no other way this year to eat a heter. But achilas kalayim is a chazaka even though he ate a iser, because that the ma'ar can't say that therefore he wasn't mecha since the machzik ate a iser, because ha'iloi limchais that on the person that's machzik v'sedeu and ate the fruit through the mecha he benefited, that he would have planted something b'derech heter and eaten from the fruits. Therefore, comes beautifully this that Rav Hai writes. That even Achilas Isser is considered Chazaka, because his right is from this that Achilas Kalayim is considered Chazaka, because by Achilas Kalayim you could go ahead and explain that he ate the Paris himself and still in all is considered Shas Chazaka, but the fact that he wasn't Meicha. But this that we said regarding Arlo Shvias, that's Chazaka Al Karcha. We're talking about that he ate the branches and not the fruits. Because if he ate the fruits, even though Batar Achilo would have been, it should have been considered Achilo Shas Chazaka, but since the Ma'ar didn't lose anything from the fact they stay quiet, so why would it be considered Chazaka by Achilo's Paris? Al Karcha by Arlo Shvias, we're talking about Zmeris and not Paris, and that's what the Mark compares by us, Rabbi Huda, that Ovid Udo by Achilo Zmeris, Nechsem Alog Latame, that said by Arlo Shvias, it's a chazaka because by Olo and Shvias Al Karcha we're talking about this merit and not the Paris. And this story, if I said that Achilas Isser is considered Achilas Chazaka, he means Dafka by Kalayim. When there, even by Achilas Isser, there's a proof from the Shtikas Hama'arer that he sold him the field, because if he didn't sell him, he should have said something to him and taken away from him and planted over there Beheter and eat Beheter. The Tumim in Sibakuf and Malas Yukat and Zion adds another Svaro on the Ramban. That the proof of the Gemara is Davka from this, that even by Arlo and Shvias, Chazaka helps that, which is Al Karchach said regarding the Zmeris. But Kalayim, even Achilas Isser is a Chazaka, and that is meaning, because by Achilas Isser, of course, there's a Svar to say that it doesn't help Chazaka, because Ma'arer, when he sees that he's eating by Isser, he doesn't have to be Meicha. But by Achilas Kalayim, the Ma'arer had to be Meicha, but Derech Manavshach. Because if you're right that the Karka is not of the Machzik, but rather it's yours, so therefore when you were Machzik, when the Machzik was Echel Kalayim, he wasn't eating by Isser at all, because Kalayim is not only when it's his own. But on Masachach Gefen Chaveroi, on towards Chavayoy, nothing worked because you know the Moshe Dov Shein Shalai. So, according to you, that the karka is yours, so therefore you didn't eat a Dvar Isser, and therefore you were allowed to eat what you ate. And you should have been Maricha on the Achil. Therefore, it would be considered that the Achilas Paris of Isser helps Dafka by Kalayim, but by Olam Shvias, it wouldn't help Achilas Paris by Isser, only if he ate Achilas Meris. And with this, you can answer if Hagarim that holds that Achilas Isser is considered Achilas. That's Dafka by Achilas Kalayim, since in such a case you have a Taino on the Ma'ar, the Hoyle Limchet. But by Olam Shvias, Al Kochach, we're talking about Zmeris. But he writes that from the Rambam, it's clear that Sai Kalayim, Sai Olam Shvias, helps Achilas Isser, and according to him, you have to say, like the Mahalach that we said before in the Tumim, and the way the Ramban explains it as well.